I think Pastor Luke would agree with me that days like today are a favorite for pastors. It's Trinity Sunday. It's Father's Day. But even better than all that, today we will have a baptism. Of all the special services, I think baptisms are the best, aren't they? And what a privilege it is for a pastor to be used by a Heavenly Father as his voice and as his hands to bring a little one into the kingdom of God. And what an opportunity it is for all of us to remember and reflect on our own baptism, when we too were rescued from the very clutches of the devil and are delivered to the water and the word into the arms of our Heavenly Father and everlasting life. That very thing will happen to little Alexander Newstead this morning. On this Trinity Sunday, on this Father's Day, little Alexander, who turned 144 days old today, will be born again. And baptism truly is a new start. And how we make a new start makes all the difference in the world. Alexander's life will start all over again in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Starting anew in the name of the Father changes how we look at life and how we view the world that we live in. The earth, the stars, the animals, plants, and mankind are not just the product of the Big Bang or the offspring of Mother Nature or an endless product of evolution, but all are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Before anything existed, there was God. And from nothing, he created everything. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The whole creation account is written there in the first chapters of Genesis for us to read. In detail, Moses wrote down how God created the light, the atmosphere, dry ground and the plants, the sun, moon and stars, sea and land animals. And last of all, God created mankind to rule the earth and have dominion over it. All of this he created out of nothing and because of his love. So as we begin each day, we believe that God the Father is creator of heaven and earth. And we also believe that God still cares for his creation. He doesn't watch from a distance, but keeps, protects, and sustains it. Yeah, we do see the effects of sin has on this earth. The wars, natural disasters, pollution, hatred, and violence that can sometimes make us doubt. But when you begin by being baptized into God the Father, you believe that a garden bearing fruit is a gift of God, so that you have something to eat. You believe that a firefighter or a policeman is given by God to keep danger at bay. You believe that the medicine you buy at the pharmacy is a gift by God given to us to help us live longer and fight the diseases that plague mankind. You believe that the job you have is given to you by God to help provide for your family. And we could go on even to the big picture that God sustains the earth in its orbit around the sun and that the galaxy is held in place in the universe. And the biggest picture of all is that even though sin has marred God's creation, this is not our final home. Sin and death and the devil doesn't win. He has prepared an eternal resting place called heaven for us. So with baptism, your worldview changes. Everything, food and drink, house and home, work and country, rest and school, are gifts from God the Father for us to live our lives in his gracious care as we do his work here on earth, waiting until we spend eternity with him in heaven. And not only does God provide for us here on earth, but he adopts us as one of his own. In baptism, through the water and the word, we are united with Jesus, God's Son. Because we are united with God's Son, that makes us adopted sons also. Listen to what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. By adoption, we are heirs with Christ, sons of God, brothers with our Lord. Have you ever thought of yourself as being brothers with Jesus? Through baptism, we were made just that. Today, Alexander will become one of God's children. Though it is true we are all born enemies of God, through baptism, we become God's children. Instead of being subject to God's judgment and wrath, we are placed in our Heavenly Father's loving arms, his merciful arms. But none of this would have been possible without the sacrifice and death of God's only Son, Jesus Christ, who temporarily gave up his place in heaven, who was born of the Virgin Mary, who was laid in the manger in Bethlehem, lived the perfect life here on earth, preaching, teaching, healing, ministering, and who was obedient even unto death. And as we are baptized, the old Adam, our sinful self, is drowned in the water and the Word, and united with God's only Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross in our place, with our sins upon his head. Christ paid the price for our sins on the cross, appeased the Father's anger over our sins, took the guilty verdict in our place, and was laid in the tomb. United with him in baptism, we die with Christ. Even more importantly, we live with Christ as we are resurrected with him out of the tomb, as we rise out of the water to everlasting life. We live because he lives. As we make a new start in baptism, united with God's Son, this makes a huge difference in our relationship with the triune God. Christ has done something for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. He has reconciled us with the Father. He has taken a sinner, an enemy of God, forever condemned to eternity in hell, and made them righteous, sinless, adopted as a son by God Almighty. By his blood, Christ has transformed me, you, and soon Alexander. For his sake, God forgives us all our sin. He has given us the privilege of becoming his children. Our baptism places us into God's loving and forgiving hands right from the very start of our new life in him. It's no wonder that the Great Commission of Matthew 28, Jesus says there, we are to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything that he has commanded us. We are to go and tell others what Jesus has done for us. We are to go and tell others about Jesus so that he can give to them what we have received, that loving and forgiving relationship with God. And he promises that we won't go alone, that he promises always to be with us, and he has sent the Holy Spirit to go with us. Baptism creates faith in our heart through the work of the Holy Spirit. And where there is faith, there is forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And as we make this new start in baptism, we truly are a new creation in Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So what does this new person look like? Well, for Alexander, you may not notice a change in him today. We can't see into his heart. We can't see the work that God will do in him today. But we do know that God's word is powerful and trustworthy. What God says, God will do. But in the coming years, I expect to see Alexander attend Sunday school and church services, VBS, and youth retreats. Remembering his baptism and strengthening the faith by the Spirit, we pray he will care for those around him, helping those in need. Over the years, we anticipate seeing him being guided by the Holy Spirit into being an active, caring member of the church and society. And like all of us, may the Holy Spirit lead him into a daily repentance of sin, a drowning of the old Adam, if you will, with the new Adam rising out of the water with a renewed faith in God and his forgiveness. Faith will make a difference in his life and yours, and will be evident in how we live. You see, when you begin with baptism, it makes a huge difference in your life. Baptism in the Holy Spirit will make a huge difference in the kind of people we become. The Holy Spirit has brought us together into the church to become a different people, a people who listen to what Jesus says and become his disciples in a troubled, sinful world, people who want to do what is right and good and helpful. The Holy Spirit brings us together to support, encourage, teach, and build each other up. All because the Holy Spirit gathers us together in the name of the triune God. One could hardly argue that Father's Day, Trinity Sunday, and baptism fit well together. Baptism has the marks of the Trinity all over it. And what a better way to celebrate Father's Day than the gift of baptism from our Heavenly Father, who will bring another child into his family and grace his family through this wonderful sacrament this morning. I encourage you to start each morning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Start by remembering your own baptism and see if it doesn't change how you view the rest of your day. And to God be the glory. Amen.